five states, voters are going to get the chance to do the same thing that we do here in Colorado and Oregon and Washington and Alaska and the District of Columbia. And all five of these states, the measures that are out there, the initiatives are out there, are based around the Regulate Marijuana Like Alcohol Act, Amendment 64, the one here in Colorado. They're all kind of based around that in one way or the other. They all have support. They all have opposition from police organizations, pharmaceutical companies, alcohol organizations, and parents organizations. So there's, you know, an even split on all of them. The biggest, of course, is California. Remember, its initiative was defeated in 2010, which in part led to 2012 and Amendment 64. They learned from the mistakes that were made in California in 2010. But it's the largest market for cannabis in the United States. And it hasn't been able to control its medical market, so there's still a lot of questions. I mean, there's an awful lot of marijuana being grown out there in California. But consider that 63 new House members, 63 members of the House would now have an interest with their constituents for making marijuana more easily available to people and to take care of the banking and stuff. Right now in the House, the votes are in the low 200s, which is getting up there in the House, and it's getting up there, but 63 more would make a serious difference, and that could actually maybe change things like the banking problems that we're having, even though the DEA recently refused to deregulate it or move it to another schedule. And you also consider the population. The populations of Oregon, Washington, Alaska, and Colorado, and the District of Columbia, total population is 17.8 million. I looked this up. There's 39.5 million people in California. That would mean that 57 million Americans, or 17% of the American population, would have legal access to cannabis just if it was passed in California.
Well, who are the other four states?
Arizona is another one. An interesting thing in Arizona, it's called Proposition 205. It would allow adults to carry up to an ounce, grow up to six plants, and consume marijuana in non-public spaces. Retail marijuana sales would have a 15% tax increase. There were two competing initiatives to get on the ballot, and the one that lost has now sued the one that won to try to stop them from getting it to the ballot. So it's really a weird situation down there. And of course, it's Arizona, which is kind of a strange place anyway. There's been a lot of different changes with a lot of different laws over the last few years in Arizona. There's been a lot of controversy over laws that have been passed in Arizona.
Oh, this is not marijuana laws, but
no, but other
laws
ones.
And other
so
like that.
Arizona's kind of a toss-up. Nevada is another one. Its initiative went on the ballot in 2014. And the difference in the Nevada one that's very interesting is that the alcohol industry is in favor of this one because the alcohol industry has a chance. There are people in the alcohol industry who have the chance to get licenses to sell cannabis. And the other interesting thing about Nevada is that adults will be able to purchase from licensed retail marijuana stores. And if you live outside of 25 miles of a retail marijuana store, you'll be allowed to grow six plants. I think that's an interesting little twist in that particular one. So we'll see what happens there. Its medical marijuana program has rapidly grown over the last couple of years. When you look at the states, it's always skewed westward. If you look at the states that are now considering, it's always westward. But two East Coast states, Massachusetts, question four. The other state is Maine. Both of these are evenly divided in the polls right now, but, you know, given the fact that there's all these states, and there's a bunch of states, too, we'll get into those another time, that are coming up with medical marijuana measures. Some of them haven't got the required signatures yet, so we won't talk about them yet. But we'll do this again here in another couple of months and see what happens. But people who are backing these initiatives are feeling pretty good about the chances of their passing.
And it would seem then if there were some kind of critical mass, it might prompt some type of federal action on this.
That's the goal, of course. I mean, a lot of people are saying that. I'm not going to say that yet, but California would be a tipping point. I mean, there would definitely be a change because of all of those people who then would have access to it. And again, like I mentioned, the the House of Representatives, there could be some big changes coming.
You can read about that and more at CincyMag.com. Grab Cincy Magazine at newsstands around the Front Range as well. And we'll catch Leland Rooker next Thursday. Thanks, Leland.
Thank you.